and welcome to the Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Sylvia, a mystery writer and a creative entrepreneur, and here I'm sharing insights, actionable tips, and useful information designed to inspire, help, and motivate you to create the writer's life and business you love. Hello, my writer friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast. Entrepreneurship is a hard thing. You have to do what you do, and at the same time, you have to think about your blog, your podcast, your YouTube channel. You have to post on social media, post stories on Instagram, think about live streams, and so on. But how to do everything when we all have only 24 hours a day? Today we will talk about time management, how to properly manage your time so that you can do everything you need and want to do. Planning is the first and maybe the most important part of time management. I know that not everyone is fond of planning, but you have to do it. You have to have at least a rough idea of your tasks for the day so that you can have enough time for them. What I like to do is to start with things I absolutely have to do. So if I have a court case or lectures at the university, I write them in my calendar and I know that these days I'll be occupied with that. This is the number one priority for the day. Everything else comes after that. Then I write down all the projects I want to work on during the month. I usually make a list of 3 to 4 major things I want to work on. The first one is my novel, the second is this podcast, and then I write another 1 or 2 things I want to concentrate on during the month. It may be growing my email list or starting to make Instagram live streams. Whatever I choose, I try to stick to it for at least a few months, and I'll tell you why in a moment. I also write every task I have to do during the month for every one of the projects. So for the podcast, I have to make usually 4 to 5 episodes, which means I have to write the scripts to record, edit and upload them, to make the graphics and to write the descriptions and so on. If I want to grow my email list, I'll need to think of different freebies for the subscribers to make them, to plan a few blog posts or podcast episodes connected with the freebies, and things like that. The beauty of planning in advance is that you can see the connections between the tasks of the different projects. Some tasks may be connected to more than one project. For example, I can have a task to write a blog post about time management and another task to create an opt-in incentive. And I can easily connect those two by choosing to create time management cheat sheet or blueprint or something like that. The second tip is connected with something I have lots of problems with, and it's consistency. I used to jump from project to project, 1 month working to grow my YouTube channel, the other deciding to start a podcast, and I was abandoning one project to start another. Now, when I plan, I choose projects that I want to stick to for at least a couple of months, because most of the projects need at least a few months to accomplish. If you want to grow your email list, for example, you can't do it for a month. You can't grow your Instagram followers if you post only for a month and then stop. You need to be consistent. So tip number 2 is to choose projects that you will stick to for at least 2 or 3 months. The next step is to schedule your month. I put every time and date related tasks on my Google Calendar. This way, I have a clear view of the remaining time I have during the month. So when I know that I have to post a podcast episode on Monday, but I'll be traveling the whole week, this means for me that I have to create the episode earlier in the month. Another thing that you may consider here is to batch your time. If I know that this week I have no important things to do, I can decide to batch some time for the podcast and record not one, but two or even three episodes. I can record the episodes for the whole month. If one of the days I have to go out for a meeting, I can batch this by choosing to do other things that are connected with going out. As a matter of fact, I recently started to batch my time and I'm very happy with the results. I definitely like it more than I like calendar blocking, for example. Although you cannot batch time without really blocking your time, but that's another thing and I may make a whole episode just about this if you're interested. So let me know in the comments if you're interested in learning more about time batching and time blocking. Another thing you have to consider as a creative entrepreneur is that you have a lot of work that's connected with your online presence. You have to post on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and things like that. So you may consider leaving some time for these activities and schedule as much as you can in advance. There are so many different apps and software that you can use to schedule your posts on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You just need a little time to plan and create them. You can do this on a monthly basis where you sit and for a day or two schedule your social media posts for the month, or on a weekly basis. Choose a day of the week and create all your major social media posts, schedule them, and you have a lot of free time during the week to write and do other stuff. I've always believed that creativity can be scheduled. I know there are people who block their time for writing, and if it works for you or you don't have any other way, then block your calendar with some time for creativity. But I personally prefer to leave my calendar relatively clear. I just write the tasks I want to do during the day. This way, whenever I feel creative, I can sit and write for an hour or two, and after that I can continue with the other tasks. One of the biggest problems with time management is that sometimes you cannot plan precisely how much time you will need to do something. And I believe the main reason for this is that we are not accountable for where our time goes. It's constantly happening with me. I plan to spend an hour writing the script for the next podcast episode, but instead I end up spending 2 or 3 hours doing it. And it's because I really have no clear idea how much time does it cost me to write a script. But recently I discovered this app, Toggle, where you can track your time and it gives you a daily, weekly, and monthly reports how did you spend your time. This way, I can see how long does it usually take me to do something and I can plan this activity in the future more precisely. So my next tip is to use a time tracking app and see where your time goes. There are many other tips and tricks that you can use to effectively manage your time so that you can be more creative during the day, but I believe these are the main tips. And the most important, of course, is that if you have lots of stuff going on, you need to learn to plan. You have to know what are the most important tasks for the day, week, or month, so that you can manage your time and be more productive during the day. That was all from me for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and share it. As always, you can find the full show notes on my website. I will meet you next week. And until then, have a wonderful and exuberant week. Bye.